Our guest at the cafe this morning, Angela Roberts and Judy Rudolph from First United Methodist Church. Good morning.
Good morning.
And I have to say, again, as full disclosure, I'm a member of First United Methodist Church, but we have folks come on all the time who ask to come on and talk about a particular event. So ask us, and we'll almost certainly accommodate you. So the First United Methodist in Commerce has been doing a community Thanksgiving luncheon for a very long time. Judy, you have any idea how long this has been going
on? Well, I think it began in the mid-90s. My first experience was 1997. But Dennis Wilkerson, who was our... I did not know him. I wasn't a member then. Started the community-wide Thanksgiving dinner on Thanksgiving Day.
And it's from 11 to 1 this Thursday, Thanksgiving Day. And it goes back at least 20
yes.
some odd years and been very successful. And this, Angela, is very well attended. And a lot of folks come by and take advantage of this. And we should say, obviously, it is a free Thanksgiving meal to anyone who wants to come.
Absolutely. And we offer not only meals there, but also home deliveries, as well as transportation to the church to join us for Thanksgiving lunch.
Yeah, have any idea how many people come in versus how many meals are delivered?
Far more people come in and enjoy the fellowship with one another, but I think on average they've been serving about 300. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it is your traditional meal of roasted turkey, dressing,
yep.
green beans, homemade pies, and really the famous part is the sweet potatoes that the women of Mount Moriah Baptist.
Oh, make. Yeah.
And, you know, we have church families who come and get a table and they have their Thanksgiving dinner there. They don't have to do all the prep work, and all they have to do is overeat and then
really, so they
take a little nap and then watch a football game at home.
So they have their own family Thanksgiving meal
yes.
there at the church event.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you say most of the food is prepared by church members? And you mentioned Mount Moriah as making a big contribution. Do you have food brought in from other churches, and other churches participate in this also?
There are volunteers from other churches in particular who make pies and we'll donate mm-hmm. them. And then hands come together that morning to put together, the green beans and other sides. But we do rely on Sodexo here on campus to provide the stuffing, which is actually also is quite tasty.
Yeah.
And I'll give credit to Brookshire's. They're the ones who roast our turkey.
Yeah. We're talking with Angela Roberts and Judy Rudolph with First United Methodist Church. And the church is sponsoring, as it always does, Community Thanksgiving luncheon on Thursday. Have you had some incidents and or moments over the years that were memorable from this? They're both looking at each other.
Well, then that's because I know Judy has really shared some poignant stories with me about folks.
Well, I'd like to go back 3 years. There, Anna Blum was one of our hostesses, and she met a college guy, a football player, and he was from California, and she talked with him, and then she came over to us, and she said, "See that young man? He can't get home for both Thanksgiving and Christmas. So would you please give him some extra food to take home with him now to the dorm?" Of course, the cafeteria was closed. And not only did we do that, but when I mentioned it the next year at a mission moment, Anna said, "Well, we kept up with that young man." She and Fred kept up with him. And he graduated, but I bet they may still keep in touch with him.
It's a great story.
We had a lot of wonderful things happen every year, but last year I can remember a little 10-year-old church. His mom and his grandma are members of the church, and Braden just helped all over the place. he carried my tray, since it's difficult for me to do that, but he did that same thing for other people. And when a Mexican gentleman who didn't have much English came and sat down with us, Braden spoke the only Spanish he knew. He said, "Cómo está?" And, you know, he was just... there to be helpful. We had a family come in, and the husband was in a motorized wheelchair and could not navigate the service line. So Braden helped out there.
Yeah, he got a lot out of that day, didn't he?
Oh, he did. And the Mexican gentleman, I have just enough Spanish so that I was telling him where the postres were, which are the desserts. That gentleman got up and got desserts for everyone at our wow. table before he got yeah. them for himself.
Yeah, very nice.
So.
Yeah, great event. So there is a deadline today that we need to be aware of.
Yes, we urge anyone who needs a ride to call the church office today by 5 p.m. That number is 903-886-3220. If you're unable to get out and would like a meal and some soup delivered, please call that same number, 886-3220. And we also welcome volunteers. So if you'd like to give our coordinators, Chester Robinson and Amy Stark, a heads up that you're coming, please call the church office as well. But if you get up Thursday morning and Thanksgiving Day and you feel compelled to come join us, please do to volunteer, and of course come and eat and
be
enjoy.
And be a great way to spend the day if you don't have other plans.
Yes,
would it not
absolutely.
Be? Absolutely. Judy Rudolph and Angela Roberts, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you.
Appreciate it very much.
And they're with First United Methodist Church and the big community. Thanksgiving meal is, of course, Thursday. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.